You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. There's a lot of hope that 3D printing can play a crucial role in creating medical supplies during the COVID-19 crisis. Companies like Ford and HP are using their 3D printers to create masks, nasal swabs for tests, and ventilator parts. University research labs are doing the same as they try to ramp up creation of test kits. And makers at home are using their own 3D printers to create masks for themselves and others. 3D printing is definitely a growing industry, but because of a lack of regulation and supply chain issues around getting raw materials, it's an industry that might end up being more useful in the next big emergency than in this one. Avi Reckenthal is an early pioneer of 3D printing and the founder and CEO of the investment and product development firm Exponential Works. He told me his company is trying to make critical medical supplies quickly.
We've been working around the clock shifts to create just the basic personal protective gear, to work on 3D knitting of N95 equivalent masks. We're working on creating the availability of nasal test swabs, and the existing supply chains are just incapable of gearing up so quickly. Yet with 3D printing, we have the ability to digitally teleport parts, and within days, we're able to take designs that were sourced to the crowd and replicated across the world.
What are the barriers? You have to fabricate that, for example, N95 mask replacement from something, right?
Yes, we are extending the sourcing and availability of raw materials, and we are learning that the supply chain of raw materials that is also being stressed. We will have to rethink how we look at FDA regulatory compliance in the future, because it will have to migrate from device-specific to process-specific, because with 3D printing, we have a distributed model, and how we think about regulating medical device will have to change.
Right. So you're saying that medical equipment might not be certifiable because of how or where it was created?
Precisely. And I think that there is an opportunity here to think about how could we better regulate these kinds of activities in the future. We ought to think that in the future, we should have 3D printers in our emergency preparedness stockpiles.
Are you saying that although we can spool up some capability around printing PPE, the scale is not likely to make a huge dent because of these kind of certification problems? We're really maybe laying the groundwork for a future response?
Precisely. What I'm saying is that now is the time to make 3D printing part of the next national emergency response.
Avi Reckenthal is the founder and CEO of Exponential Works. Some hospitals have had to turn away masks and other equipment made by 3D printing hobbyists because of problems with fit or quality. Those DIY makers say it would be great to have a specification from the government so they could produce the right stuff. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.